being in retro kind of opened the door for me to be at WDT because Jim Atkinson, who was our singer for the band Retro, was a respected writer and poet in the Cass Corridor. And he had friends that he introduced us to who had a radio show called Dimension, which was on WDT back in the 70s and 80s. In fact, the person who started the show, Dimension, was the horn player who was on the MC5 album, High Time. His name escapes me. I think it's Charles Moore. And I think his instrument was the saxophone. And I think he put out some albums on his own as well. But anyway, he started this program originally in the 70s called Dimension. It was on WDET, and it was probably more like just free form, crazy, fun focus on the arts. And then because of our connection with Jim Atkinson in Retro by the early 80s, he had connected us with the people who had taken over Dimension, which who were George Tisch, a local professor and writer, and Dennis Teichman, who's also a great local writer and poet. And I think they were the main two guys. Glenn Maniscalco, I think, was also one of them. There was a group, like a core of people, like writers, and Jim was kind of part of that group. And the guys that were on the radio invited Martin Van Dyke and I to come to play some of our records because we had started to amass a collection of underground music of things that were happening at that time in the transition between the 70s into the 80s. We had collected and been fans of a lot of local and international and national music that would be considered underground, post-punk, new wave, dance music, just a variety of things. So we would bring our records down, play them, and eventually the guys that were doing the show, since they were kind of teachers and professionals in their day jobs, they asked us if we would like to just kind of take over the show. And eventually we did. I think we started off with kind of like just like a half hour slot that grew to an hour. And it was like a 2 hour show, I believe, that was on Sunday nights. And so Martin Van Dyke and myself, we ended up taking over the show Dimensions, or I'm sorry, Dimension. There was no S at the end. And through that, got introduced to WDT. We were volunteers at the time, but we eventually ended up that started our radio careers, I guess you would say. So that was back in 80, I think 81 or 82, and kind of continued through the years with a few hiccups here and there with me moving out of state for a little while and coming back, and then working at WDET, finally, getting hired and doing a show called Radio Free Earth. And then eventually my own program, the Ralph Valdez program, where there was a point where WDET said, we don't want shows to have clever names. We just want you to just be the host and have your name be the name of the show. So I did that up until 2007.